With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health.
Hour number two on a Friday. Chris Brown, Steve Tasker with you, and joined now, making his weekly appearance, the senior producer from NFL Films and also co-host of ESPN's NFL Matchup Show. It is the one and only Greg Cosell, doing his Chris Collinsworth slide in here on a Friday. How we doing, Greg?
I'm doing okay, guys. How are you?
We're pretty good. We're on the mend here. We're healing up the roster. We've got our Band-Aids ready, and Brownie's trying to patch this thing together.
Yeah, and Brownie's out of the concussion protocol.
That's
so
right.
It's good.
Yeah.
How's Bill's Mafia doing? I want to make sure everybody's okay.
I think they're okay for the most part.
I haven't seen them take a loss this much in stride in a long time, because they realized that there was, you know, with the roster depletion, the heat exhaustion on top of losing guys during the game, and the fact that, you know, they still had chances to win it at the end. They were pretty much like, okay, we weren't gonna go 17-0 anyway. Let's just get it, move on.
Well, crazy game. I felt like I had to stay hydrated just watching it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was oppressive, like to a man. Like, we were talking, there's a lot of South Florida guys on this Bills roster, and a lot of them said that is in the top two of the hottest games they have ever played in. And they're from there. So, like Greg Rousseau, for example, you know, who played at Miami, is from Miami. He's like, yeah, that was top two hottest game I've ever played in. So it was oppressive, for sure. But let's move ahead to this week's game, Greg. And incidentally, Greg Cosell's weekly segment presented by Scott Lawnyard, an official commercial site work partner of the Buffalo Bills. Steve and I have been discussing all week, Greg, how the Ravens play a good deal of 12 and 21 personnel, but it's not your dad's 12 and 21 personnel. I'm watching them start the game last week. They're in 21, and it's an empty set in the backfield. It's not maybe conventional 21 or 12 all the time.
No, and I think that's one of the really fascinating elements to this game, guys. You know, through three games, the Ravens have only played 17 snaps with three wide receivers on the field.
Yeah.
And they play with Patrick Ricard, a relatively large percentage of snaps. And he is really, even though he's an eligible receiver, they play with a guy who's really not a factor at all as a production player. So it's a different offense than you face pretty much every week in the league, and therefore a totally different week of preparation for the defense. And, you know, I think when you add in the fact that Lamar is such an explosive athlete in the run game, and I'm talking the designed run game right now, it just becomes a difficult week of prep. Now, obviously, in the playoffs a few years ago, they beat them and they held them without a touchdown, but it's a new year. Everything's different. So it's just different. And you can't really simulate Lamar Jackson's speed and explosiveness in practice, no matter who your scout team players are. So this is a challenge. You know, it's and they're throwing the ball well enough that really it works with their run game. So we'll see. I mean, this is not an easy game.
Right. I one of the things I mentioned earlier in the show was that a lot of people call in this show, and the old K-Gun offense was unique. Yeah, sure, they went 11 personnel more than anybody. They went really fast. They did all that stuff. But it was I thought it was unique, more importantly, because they had a Hall of Fame quarterback, a Hall of Fame running back, and two Hall of Fame wide receivers. Now, I'm not putting
that helps.
I'm not putting those labels on the Baltimore offense, but it's unique the way they run it. And it's maybe not Hall of Fame guys yet, but they got some guys that can really run that offense well. And not only is it unique in that respect, they've got some talented guys running it.
Yeah, it seems to me, I mean, again, I'm simplifying, but that's, you know, and obviously there's many variables and coach details and nuance and subtlety that, you know, I certainly don't know about because I'm not in the meetings and probably would take too long to discuss even if we knew about them. But it seems to me when you play the Ravens, there's a couple of things you have to deal with. You have to deal with the designed run game of Lamar Jackson. Now, you always hear the words discipline, assignment, football. Those are all true. Those words are out there for a reason, but you have to deal with that. Then the other thing, the second thing you have to deal with is Mark Andrews, because he is clearly far and away the number one target, and he runs free a lot. And one reason he runs free is because of the Lamar Jackson run game element. And then the third thing you have to make sure doesn't just break your will is the second reaction improvisational runs by Lamar. So those three things are really what their offense is. And you're not going to stop it on every single play, obviously, but you can't let that be the deciding factor in the game. And if it is the deciding factor in the game, then you're going to have a tough time.
Right.
Talk to me. I mean, we know about the pass catching exploits of Mark Andrews, Greg, but Isaiah Likely is an intriguing additional option.
Yep.
Would you, he doesn't strike me as a traditional tight end in any sense of the word. I'm not saying he's Mike Gesicki, but is he, would you call him like a tight receiver? He's kind of a hybrid.
He is. Well, he was a detached player at Coastal Carolina,
right,
Brownie. So he's not a traditional attached tight end. In fact, Andrews truly isn't either. There are times Andrews will be attached, but he's not really a traditional tight end in that sense either. So you made a really good point at the start. They'll play with two tight ends, Likely and Andrews. They'll play, you know, sometimes with three tight ends. But they rarely line up in a way that would be considered conventional or normal based on, you know, football history. So they could, like you said, they can be an empty out of 12 personnel with Andrews and Likely. They can be an empty out of any personnel package. And by the way, spreading the field, because the Lamar run game element comes into play there too, because the defense has to spread out. So yeah, Likely is, he plays, I guess, about 20 snaps a game, 22 snaps a game, but he's kind of I wouldn't call him a big wide out because he's not quite that explosive, but he does have wide receiver elements to his game more than a traditional tight end.
How do most defenses treat those tight ends? Do they treat them as wide outs, or do you have defenses making wholesale personnel changes against these guys, or do they kind of get set and just go?
Well, the biggest question that you face as a defense is how do you want to match up to the size versus the speed? Okay.
Right.
Because obviously they play Ricard, who's a 300-pound, essentially a 300-pound offensive, you know, lineman. Okay. But he's on the field a lot. And then you have two tight ends. So the big question you have, and it may not be a question for the Bills, but that teams normally have is, are we going to play base because of the size, or are we going to play nickel because of the speed of Lamar? Because the bigger guys you have on the field, the slower they are. So what is your thought on this? I mean, we know that the Bills are a nickel defense. That's what they are and have been for a number of years. I would think they would stay with that and play for the speed and not the size.
Yeah.
I think you got to keep a lid on them and not, and the big play is what kills you in these games. And I think, you know, to do that, you got to keep as much speed on the field as you can.
They do have one.
And I'm sorry, Brownie, but I was just going to say, and Johnson, to me, we've talked about him numerous times. He's an aggressive, competitive, physical player. He's a good tackler in the box. I mean, you can line him up. There have been plenty of snaps this season where he's essentially, if you didn't know who he was, he just looked like, you know, a linebacker.
Yeah, right. And Harbaugh was even throwing bouquets out yesterday about Taron Johnson and what he means to Buffalo's defense and how they're able to stay in nickel as much as they do. The only way I could see that changing is if for some reason they're getting gashed in the run game and they want to put a third linebacker on the field. And a guy who's kind of an interesting option for them is the rookie, Terrell Bernard, because He's only about 225 as a linebacker, and he has coverability. So if you want to turn to him to maybe get a little bit more beef on the field, I don't think you lose. He doesn't cover like Taron Johnson, but he can cover, I guess, is what I'm saying, more than maybe a true base linebacker would.
More than, let's say, Dotson last year,
right,
who, you know, was the third linebacker when they did go to a third linebacker. You know, one question is, too, one of the sort of founding elements of the design run game is the read option, okay? I actually broke down Lamar's 38-yard run in the matchup show this week because it was so clean. It was a read option, then, and the widest defender on the line of scrimmage, and they do a great job of getting to it. What they did is they showed sweep action with Justice Hill, so the widest defender actually jumped outside, and that set up the power run by Lamar, and it was 38 yards. So the question is, what do you want to take away? And this is hard, but you have to practice this, because this comes down to the discipline and the assignment football we spoke about at the top, is when they run that kind of play, do you want your defensive end, the widest man on the line of scrimmage, because they're a four-down line, do you want him jumping outside, worried about the sweep, or do you hope your team speed, you know, with Milano and Edmonds, runs down the sweep and you make sure that Lamar hands it off as opposed to keeping? So, because anytime there's an option, you know, and you guys know this, anytime there's an option in a play, the defense can dictate what the play is.
Yeah.
You know, that's why for years, when the read option first sort of came into the league in like, what, 2012, 13, 14, whatever it was, you know, what teams started to do with quarterbacks that could run was they basically stayed outside and made him hand it off, you know, or stayed, you know, and you can make the guy, the quarterback, hand it off. You can take away the option. So it all depends who you want to have the ball. You know, you really, and here's a great example, same kind of concept with a sweep element that we're looking at. You know, you would probably, and this is the play, this is the 38-yarder I'm breaking down in the matchup show, you would prefer him to give the ball to Justice Hill. So, you know, you have to play with discipline. You know, you have to make him hand it off.
Yeah,
but it's
and
hard.
Most defenses will have a call, and they'll make the decision when they call the defense as to what they're going to do. They've got to be ready for that play. Now, certainly they make the call, and then they run a different play. But you know, you hear defenders talk about how they study film and they make the call. They decide before the play even happens, if it does take place, they're going to want, you know, due to the game plan, they're going to want this guy to carry the ball or that guy to carry the ball. And it could vary depending on which running back is back there. They might
it also varies on the backfield run action. Like the play I'm speaking about that I did in matchup, it's sweep action outside because Lamar is going to run inside with a power run. A lot of times in the zone read, there's inside zone run action and the quarterback will go outside. So it's not, no one's suggesting it's easy. That's why Lamar Jackson rushes for 100 yards, you know, and I think he's done that a couple of times this season already.
Right.
So this is not easy. It's, you know, now obviously Sean and Leslie have been doing this a long time and they'll have ideas on how they want to go about doing it, but it's still not an easy task.
Let's flip it around to Baltimore's defense here, Greg. And it was a defense that looked like it was still trying to fit all the pieces together the first couple of weeks. They still gave up a ton of yardage to the Patriots, but they pull that game out because of some fourth quarter takeaways. What would be your characterization of those takeaways? I know Humphrey had a pick and so did Peters.
Yeah, I mean, well, let's look at the defense as a whole, because, you know, obviously those plays came last week against Mac Jones. I think it's a defense that they can throw the ball against personally. You know, the key is obviously protection. I think they're going to feel that they can throw the ball. You know, I think that, look, their secondary is not the same as it was a few years back. I don't think Peters is quite the player he was. I think Humphrey is a good player. But I think they can throw it against this defense. And I think that, you know, is Gabe Davis, is he good to go or not?
He said he's going to play.
Okay, now obviously he dropped a touchdown last week and they would have won the game if he caught that ball. But I don't think when you played this team as they're presently constituted right now, I think they will be able to throw it. And look, they, you know, it's funny, they drafted the rookie Hamilton from Notre Dame, who's obviously played, but they've also got, you know, two other safeties that they play a lot of. You know, Marcus Williams is for the most part a back end safety, and he's very good at that. So you got to be careful with him, you know, as you try to throw the ball down the field. You know, what this Bills offense has essentially morphed into is all these quick game throws that take the place of the run game. And, you know, Josh has become pretty precise with these throws.
Right.
He's become really accurate in the short game, and it replaces the run game, but it's still not the same as the run game.
Because of that, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but
go ahead.
This looks like a game that is going to be a high-scoring game. I mean, the Ravens hang 30 points, you know, in their sleep. And the Bills, it's your assertion, which I agree with you, that they can throw the football on these guys, the Bills are going to run it up too.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Now, Baltimore is not as man-heavy as we tend to think of them in their heyday. They don't play as much because I don't think they feel as comfortable doing that, you know, because that's, you know, I don't think their people are quite the same. But it's a team that normally plays predominantly single high safety coverage. So, you know, I think you can try to work the seams. Now, Marcus Williams is a very good back end safety. Yeah. He was with the Saints for years. So you can try to work the seams. And I think there'll be opportunities to do that. I mean, it's a team that has a lot of different packages. So we'll see, you know, who they put out there. Although overall, they've probably not played as, you know, they will play a lot of dime depending on the situation. You could see them play a lot of dime in this game. So we'll see. But yeah, to me, it's all up front. You know, if they can limit the pass rush, I think they can really throw it effectively.
And that leads me to my next question, Greg, and the last one from me. Their pass rush has been inconsistent, to say the least.
Yep.
I realize Justin Houston's battling a groin injury. He's probably hasn't been 100% through the first couple of weeks. They signed Jason Pierre-Paul, who, based on Houston's availability, may have to play this week after just signing. And Owe has been curiously invisible with respect to their pass rush. What's going on there?
Yeah. Well, they just have not, you know, been producing a whole lot. They've not been able to generate pressure. You know, so you have to rely on your back end. And obviously the team they played last week against Mac Jones is nothing like the Bills. And obviously the quarterbacks are nothing alike. You know, like I said, it's a team that will play a lot of packages. They play a lot of dime. They play almost as much dime as they play nickel. So you're going to get a lot of six defensive back looks. And that's going to be interesting, you know, to see how the Bills approach that we know they're not going to morph into a running football team. That's not going to happen. But obviously, when you have six defensive backs instead of five, you've got, you know, a whole different way you can play defense. So, you know, that's something we'll have to see as the game progresses. I think they'll move their receivers around a lot, you know, and I think they'll, you know, one of the things I was told early on by a defensive coach who coached in the NFL for years is you got to attack the seams and see how a team plays it. And, you know, obviously, if you play single high, the seams can be available. And you've got to attack it. You've got to attack the seams vertically and see how they're going to play that, and then you can work off that.
Is there any chance, last one for me, Greg, is there any chance that the Baltimore Ravens do go dime most of the time and just dare the Bills to run it because they know their running game is struggling?
Wouldn't surprise me for a second. Look, they have two safeties in Williams and Clark, and they drafted Hamilton. They could easily play three safeties and three corners and you know, take the approach that, hey, if you want to hand the ball off, have fun. You know, that you're not going to beat us handing the ball off. So, I could see that 100%. Because why at this point, and you hate to say it, but you have to go with what the tape shows and what the reality is. Why would at this point, Steve, any team truly be worried about the Bills' run game?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Greg, thanks as always. Enjoy the Week 4 action here this weekend. We'll keep an eye out for you on ESPN's NFL Matchup Show.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right, that's Greg Cosell, senior producer from NFL Films and co-host of ESPN's NFL Matchup Show. We will take a break here, but when we return, we've got more Bills-Ravens Week 4 breakdown as we have former Ravens tight end Daniel Wilcox joining us. He's the co-host of the Believe in Ravens podcast. We'll catch up with him next here on One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health. It's Buffalo Bills Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.